Do You Still Believe These Ridiculous Tech Myths? By Eric Griffith in PC Magazine on January 18th. Fact and fiction frequently collide when it comes to the technology we use in our daily lives, but we're here to set the record straight. Heard the one about how charging your phone overnight destroys its battery? How about this whopper? Macs can get viruses. There's plenty of fake tech news floating around. Each new generation of technology products and services begets even more false beliefs. A lot of those are pretty easy to discredit. We found a few for this story that might make even our readers do a double take. It's possible if you're worried about something that isn't true, or maybe something that used to be true but isn't now, as new discoveries and updates cleared up the problem. Go through our list and see if there's something you thought was true but, well, isn't. Then pass on the real deal to your friends, family, and social followings so they won't fall prey to tech disinformation. Starlink will replace your crappy ISP someday. A lot of people have placed a lot of hope in Starlink, this satellite-based internet provider from Elon Musk, owns SpaceX. We've seen stats that more people in America would choose Starlink service than the 5G in-home internet service. 76 of respondents in a PC Mag survey said they'd be somewhat or very likely to consider a switch to Starlink if it becomes available in their area. 35% of Americans don't even have broadband, according to the FCC. For people living in disenfranchised area, many of them rural, with next to no choices when it comes to internet access, Starlink promises to be transformative. But the likelihood that it can or should replace your cable or fiber connection, no matter how crappy the service, is slim. One of these issues will be congestion. One report says that even with 12,000 low Earth orbit LEO satellites in the sky, the Starlink service would be able to handle only about 485,000 users. Yet 500,000 orders have already been placed, and fewer than 2,000 Starlink satellites are currently in orbit. SpaceX wants to get to 42,000 LEO satellites eventually. Even Musk himself has said the service will be best for places with low to medium population density. In cities, he said, 5G will be better. Starlink ultimately isn't meant to replace anything. It's a supplement, and not a very affordable one, at $99 per month plus the cost of equipment. The bigger issue may be that every other LEO satellite internet company that tried has died. Last summer, Musk said Starlink needed $30 billion to avoid going bankrupt. A leaked email of his said that, while unlikely, the whole venture could go belly up by the end of 2022.